This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking. It's been a while since he's been here with us, too. He is the executive director of Guns Save Life, GunsaveLife.com. And his name is John Bosch. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Good to be here.
I want to be Illinois-centric with you for this hour because I'm very curious about Illinois. Now, with Chicago, we know that's Mogadishu on the Michigan. I get that. I get that. And my first question to you, just about Chicago, even though it is a they now have concealed carry. There have been incidents where people, like I remember seeing one guy stopping what would have been a mass shooting event. He stopped at a concealed carry. Even though we have these things occurring, Chicago is still sort of an epicenter. But what's the... So stepping away from Chicago, if we pull back, like on Google Earth, if we pull back, what is the rest of Illinois like? Do they have the same degree of crime? Is it just Chicago that has all the crime? I mean, this... And we're going to get into the details of Chicago, but what's the rest of Illinois like?
Well, Chicago's obviously got lots of problems, but the things driving Chicago in parts are in play in other parts of the state as well. We've got some other criminal justice reform type prosecutors who aren't prosecuting very aggressively on bad guys. But if you're a good guy who used force and self-defense, so they will hammer you to the ends of the earth. And we've got this affordable bail law that was passed in 2017, which is turning a lot of bad guys back out on the streets instead of keeping them in pretrial detention if they can't come up with reasonable bond amounts. It's affordable so they can afford it. So if you sexually molest a mentally handicapped woman on your city bus for 6 months, you can get sprung for $600. And, I think it's time for Illinois to bring back serious bails for serious crimes. And if you can't afford it, well, that's a deterrent to doing the crime to begin with. But as it is right now, if everybody can get out of bail almost immediately, it's no big thing. And the 1st of January of next year, there's no cash bail here in Illinois. And so you can do pretty much whatever you want unless you're in obvious danger to the community. You will be released without any bail at all. You'll be out faster than the cops can get the reports done. So crime is not set to go down here in the land of Lincoln. Quite to the contrary, it's going to become more challenging for the law-abiding folks.
So, let's go to Highland Park. How far out of Chicago is Highland Park?
30 miles north of Chicago in Lake County.
So it's more almost like a suburb.
Yeah, I would call it a suburb, absolutely. Yeah. It's on the lake. It's a very wealthy, affluent neighborhood. I think the average home value there is $750,000, or maybe that's the median home value.
Wow.
Largely Jewish, largely white. And it's very interesting that the governor, of course, put out a press release within hours of the Highland Park massacre on the 4th of July. But in Chicago, where 95 people were shot and 15 people were killed, over the long holiday weekend, he didn't say a peep. And, you know, look at the demographics in Chicago. The people that were injured and killed by and large were African Americans. And to this day, Governor Pritzker hasn't addressed that at all. It's almost, I hate to say it, almost like Black Lives Don't Matter to Governor Pritzker and his his team.
So with Highland Park now, Highland Park has an assault weapon ban, yeah?
I don't call it that. I call it a America's favorite rifle ban. But yes, they have a ban on.
That's their terminology. I call them personal defense weapons.
There you go. They've got a ban on standard capacity magazines. They've got red flag laws. I'll add that at parades, if you've got a concealed carry license here in Illinois, that's a prohibited location. So Illinois' gun laws, and specifically Highland Park's gun laws, greatly reduce the number of good guys that could shoot back against this this social misfit Democratic Socialist of America fan that was killing those people indiscriminately off of that roof.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these prohibitions. So like in a parade, so at a parade, do they actually have people there patting everybody down who comes to look at the parade to see
of
if they're in it?
It's so only the good guys. It only applies to the good guys.
But that's on the honor system, John.
It is on the honor system, and there's some good guys, myself included, that sometimes concealed means concealed. And, you know, if I'm there, I'm the chief bodyguard for my two 3-year-old boys. And, you know, I don't care about that, or if I'm at a rest area along the interstate. You know, I don't get too wrapped up around the fact that you're not supposed to carry a gun there, because, like I tell my students, I don't want to go to another funeral of a Gun Save Life member's family member who left her gun in the glove box because she wanted to be a good law-abiding citizen and not take her gun to the rest area, and then get killed in a rest area by a guy who just killed some of his family members and needed a new car. And that happened on Route 39, or Interstate 39, just a few years ago. And I tell my students, I don't want to go to another funeral of a Gun Save Life member who's in that boat. Take your gun into the rest area. Don't get yourself killed over over $150 fine if you get caught and nobody's ever going to catch you.
Right. I guess my question is this. I mean, here's the other thing. In the event, say, that you are carrying at a parade, and this Yahoo unfolds, or an event like that unfolds, and you cap him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any instance where somebody like you, just a concealed carrier, who's concealed carrying in a place where they're saying, this is a sensitive area, which most of them are not. They're not really sensitive areas. Sensitive areas to me are courthouses, police departments. I don't think hospitals are sensitive areas. I think they're
sensitive
death traps.
Areas are places where they have metal detectors. That's a sensitive area. If they don't have metal detectors, it's not really a sensitive area.
So,
but back to your question.
Is there an instance where somebody has popped up in one of these places, saved a lot of people's lives, and then they came after him for doing it?
Not that I know of. Good luck finding a jury to convict on that. Won't ever happen. There's been plenty of instances, including a woman. Where was it? Was it in Minneapolis or Minnesota somewhere, where she was at a high-rise apartment building, and they were having a graduation party outside, and some guy was driving like an idiot, and somebody called him out, and he came back half an hour later with a rifle and started shooting at him, and she took cover behind a tree and leaned out and popped him dead.
Yep.
And God bless her for that. You know, she had an opportunity to run away, and she stood up to the threat and took him out and saved who knows how many lives.
Yeah, that's something that I find very interesting, because with all of these prohibited places, I find it hard to believe that they would want to get out there and risk the publicity of taking somebody that saved a bunch of lives. We're coming up on the first break. The website is gunsavelife.com. John is also a writer and contributor at thetruthaboutguns.com. Sometimes when Dan Zimmerman is doing Dan Zimmerman stuff, I lean on John and ask him to come and stand in for that. But today, this is all about GunSaveLife.com. This is all about Illinois. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with John Bosch. He is at Gun Save Life. Highlandpark.com. He is the executive director. We were talking a little bit about Highland Park. Let's go talk about the breakdowns of Highland Park. If somebody would turn John up. There he is. So the breakdowns of Highland Park, and let's lay the table, shall we? Illinois has, first of all, the FOID card, the firearms owner's ID card, which you have to apply for and get granted just in order to think about going and buying a gun, correct?
For a few more months until our lawsuit comes to fruition and it's ruled unconstitutional, yes. Right now, yes, you need it.
They also have red flag orders.
We do.
They also have, do you have universal background checks there?
We do as of the 1st of January, 2024.
Waiting periods?
Of course.
Of course. Personal defense weapon bans, of course, in Highland Park or whatever they want to call it, and all this other stuff. So all this other stuff is in place. The plate is full of gun control in Illinois. So let's take off and start with the FOID. My understanding is that this kid's father co-signed for his FOID card after an incident occurred that was, they considered it a clear and present danger in their terminology.
The kid had a history of threatening violence against himself and others. He rapped about shooting up schools. His father co-signed, if you will, on his FOID application when the kid was 19. However, he was 22 on the 4th of July when all this happened. I don't know when the guns were purchased or where he got the money to purchase the guns that he used or was in possession of the day of the incident itself. It's my understanding he had several. But he also had the tattoo of the logo of the Democratic Socialists of America on his neck rather prominently.
Him and AOC, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And the left owns this guy, and that's why the story has, I think, been in large part dropped by the media.
Well, I mean, now this kid had an IMDb page. I don't have an IMDb page. I don't know too many people that do. And that's because he was actually making money rapping. He supposedly was worth $100,000.
That's just what he claimed, but he was driving a 12-year-old Honda Fit, and he also claimed that he got a master's degree from Harvard, too. But I'm not sure I'm buying either one of those.
Well, it would explain maybe how he bought the guns, because some, you know, guns aren't, they don't give them away most of the time.
That's true, but, doing your rap videos on YouTube doesn't get you $1 million or $100,000.
It hasn't worked for me, that's for sure.
Me either. Still waiting.
So then, from there, his dad co-signed for his FOID. He goes out and buys guns. He should have been red flagged. Is there some law concerning the red flag law that they can't do this to a minor because all of this stuff happened to him? Or all this stuff occurred with him when he was a minor.
Family members, school officials can apply for red flags. You know, there's a long list. Anybody you've slept with or dated or anything like that. Basically, anybody that's seen you naked can file one of these red flag things on you. Again, school officials and a handful of other categories. But if this kid was really a danger, they should have put him into a psychiatric evaluation involuntarily. There's plenty of blame to go around, and the bottom line is on that fateful day, on Independence Day morning, there was nobody there to shoot back because Illinois' laws thinned out the number of people who were eligible to carry the means to fight back against a bad guy with evil in his heart.
Right. So they actually performed with the victims. That's the bottom line. Their laws actually performed with the victims. And that's why they were victims.
The laws made more victims, not fewer victims, yes. It made it a more target-rich environment with less threats against the bad guy. He came down off of the roof of the place dressed as a woman to blend in, he said. And maybe I'm just old-fashioned or I'm just something, I don't know. I'm getting to be kind of old and crotchety, but if I see some guy dressed as a woman, that's not blending into me. I'm paying extra attention to that. And not in a good way.
Well, he looked like an Antifa kid to to me.
He was. He was dressed like Antifa when they finally pulled him over and caught him. And he had that big left of center, we'll call him communist, Democrat logo tattooed prominently on his neck. You know, this kid wasn't a Trump fan, not by a long shot. Not at all.
Yeah. That, but, and I want to talk about this when we get back, because I think we may have a problem. The parallel that I see with Buffalo, Uvalde, and now Highland Park, even though this kid's a little older than the other two shooters, is that we got these young men who just came, they're products of public school. They were failures at public school, obviously.
And everything.
Yes, but they just came off of a two-year being locked up due to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever was going wrong with these guys, and I'm sure whatever was going wrong was probably already manifesting itself. When it had 2 years of being locked away and nobody could see what was happening to marinate with them,
mm-hmm.
I think this is, you know, it's like when you finally open the wine cellar and say, okay, the wine is fermented, it's time to drink it. These guys, this was their coming out, and I just wonder how many others we got coming.
I don't know, but it's kind of scary. Nothing happened to this kid.
Yeah.
He's took him to jail, just like Buffalo.
Well, I guess we're going to see what happens with him, but I mean, that brings up the next part. Which jail is he in? Is he in Chicago?
So he's in Lake County Jail, I expect, probably. He's not in Cook County, he's in Lake County. So
Does that fall under Kim Fox?
No, it does not fall under Kim Fox. They have another, I would call him left-of-center prosecutor, but there's no way this prosecutor is going to let this kid out on affordable bail.
Yeah.
No way, no how.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. John Bosch, he is the executive director of GunSaveLife.com. The website is GunSaveLife.com. It is very good. They have an article there that we're going to talk about in the final segment, A Tale of Two Central Illinois Home Invasions. Because you had two different outcomes. Very easy to figure out what they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Commerce Department is reporting retail sales. Consumer spending bounced back last month, rising 1%. Economists are watching these figures closely. The numbers, which are not adjusted for inflation, are a sign of consumer demand during red-hot inflation. President Biden Friday morning speaking from Bethlehem, West Bank.
We can harness that same momentum to reinvigorate the peace process between the Palestinian people and the Israelis. I recognize how hard all these challenges must be and will be to work through. Above all, there must be an end to the violence that has devastated too many families.
Europe's space agency's New Vega C rocket was launched from French Guiana this week. Of the seven satellites sent to orbit, one will test Einstein's general theory of relativity. USA Radio News. A new three-digit national suicide prevention and mental health hotline goes live Saturday. The emergency number is 988. Another lawsuit by Texas aimed at the Biden administration was written up on Thursday.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration seeking to block its new mandate that hospitals provide abortions if the life of the mother is at risk, even in states with bans on the procedure that do not include exceptions.
We cannot allow an out-of-control Supreme Court working in conjunction with extremist elements of the Republican Party to take away freedoms and our personal autonomy.
The lawsuit from Texas is the latest legal battle to stem from the Supreme Court's decision last month to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking to John Bosch. He is the executive director at GunSaveLife.com. Is this now, does GunSaveLife, is this something where, besides being a website, it's also an organization, I take it?
Oh, absolutely. We have grassroots meetings in eight cities across Illinois each and every month. We publish gun news every month. About 21,000 copies go out every month. And we have our highway sign program that's seen by over 500,000 people a day. Burma Shave style highway signs with pro-gun messages like "Dial 911 and I'm on hold. Sure wish I had that gun I sold." And we have fun.
So I just wondered about that. If you're in Illinois, if you happen to catch this in Illinois, go check that out. Go check those guys out, because these guys are definitely putting the information out. Now back to Highland Park. So the FOID card and the background check, those both were failures, right? They both failed in this particular case. They fail in every case, but I mean, in the time that you have been doing what you do, has the FOID card, is there any data supporting the fact that the FOID card process, for example, do we ever have a case where somebody applied for an FOID card and you guys said no, or the authority said no, and then he turned out to be a criminal anyway, and he got caught, and then everybody's going, well, he tried to get an FOID card.
Not that I know of. I know they've approved a few people that shouldn't have had it, and they approved it anyway, and they ended up going off to a gun-free zone, specifically the Henry Pratt factory in Aurora, and killed five people and wounded a bunch of cops.
Right.
But the FOID card doesn't save lives. It's just one more obstacle that racist politicians put in place in the late 60s to keep black people disarmed. It's pretty much its sole purpose for coming to being was that white Democrat politicians were worried about black men carrying guns openly in public or owning guns at home, and they passed the FOID Act to do essentially what California did with the the Mulhall Act or something to that effect back in the late 60s. And, they brought the FOID card to Illinois, and we've been stuck with it ever since. And it's been awful. In fact, it probably costs more lives than it saves because, if you're having a mental health crisis and you're a gun fan, that if you go seek help for suicidal thoughts or some of these serious depression issues, they jerk your FOID essentially for life.
For life. See, yes, that's a problem. That brings up another problem because mental health is sort of a mental health issue. Like if I'm a 70-year-old man and my spouse of 50 years dies, and I go to my doctor and I have an FOID card in Illinois, and I say, my wife of 50 years has passed away. I'm a little depressed. Can you give me something to help me sleep? Does that flag him automatically? Do they like, oh?
I don't think that would flag him, but if he said he was thinking, having suicidal thoughts, or if he went to seek inpatient mental health treatment, that would get him thrown into the FOID revocation file. And at that point, theoretically, the law says in 5 years you can reapply. But I know people who have been in that boat, and they give you a stack of obstacles that you need to complete for them to even consider reinstating your FOID card. And it's all completely unconstitutional, especially for people who are after they've overcome whatever their issues are. And it's completely unconstitutional to keep them away from guns. It doesn't serve any purpose other than to keep them disarmed and helpless against the violent criminals that are prowling the streets here in our fine state.
Right.
Say that with some reticence and sarcasm.
So, I guess the last part of this to consider is that was there no police presence at this parade?
Yeah, there's always a handful of police officers at a parade, but they're mostly doing traffic control and making sure somebody doesn't drive through a roadblock and plow into the parade, which happened up in Wisconsin a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of cops there. It's not a heavy law enforcement presence. Nobody expects something like this to happen. But, who goes out in the morning expecting to get victimized by violent crime or lunatics or terrorists? The bad guys pick the time and place, and it's up to us to be ready. And the only thing that stops a bad guy with evil in his heart is a good guy with a gun. But when you got Illinois-style laws, it makes it difficult for the good guys with guns to be there.
Well, I guess the reason I ask this, I have an issue with being disarmed, but if I'm going to be disarmed, when I go in there, I think it should follow that if they're going to disarm me, that they should have some sort of security setup in place to protect me for being in there when I'm disarmed.
I would agree. And liability if they fail.
Right. So barring that, if they don't have that, getting out here, and this is, I guess this is one of the common denominators in most gun-free zones where we see these things happening, because I'd be willing to bet that this Cremo kid, he got out there and he looked around and found the best vantage point that didn't have cops near it.
He certainly scoped it out with his drone ahead of time. He certainly did. There's footage out there of him doing the recon. Absolutely. He he picked the time, place, and manner of his horrendous attack, and we're all going to have to live with worrying about that in the back of our minds the next time we go to a parade.
Well, you know, one of the things I have, you know who John Farnham is?
I've taken classes with him.
Okay, so you know John. In various interviews with him, I have come to fully embrace his philosophy. If there's going to be a crowd there, I'm going to be armed, and I'm not going to be in a crowd where I can't be armed. And I'm at home at 10 p.m. every day, and all this other stuff, and all the things that he says. If you're out at 2 a.m. in a place where you shouldn't be, you're probably going to find trouble. If you're home by 10 p.m. every day in your own house in your own bed, you're probably good to go. So I'm a big exponent of the Farnham philosophy, if you will.
Nothing good happens after 10 or after midnight.
That's right. That's right. So for everybody out there, I mean, you hear me talk about Chicago a lot. You hear me talk about Illinois a lot. And that's because a lot of good people in Chicago just get killed.
Absolutely. There's a lot of good people in Illinois, especially south of I-80, where it's almost a God's country. But you don't want Illinois politics to come to your state.
No.
You pay attention to what happens in Illinois because, you know, they use some of these ideas for a test bed for national lawmaking or to bring it to other states.
Well, hang on for me, if you will. We're on the last break. We'll be right back talking to John Bosch, Gun Save Life. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to John Bosch from GunSaveLife.com. Let's go to the pages of GunSaveLife.com. Lessons to be learned, a tale of two Central Illinois home invasions. Do you remember this?
Remember it. I wrote it.
Okay.
I got the information from the people who were there.
Scope this out for me. Let's hear the success, and then let's hear the abject failure.
Well, we'll do the success first. There was a home invasion on Christmas Day or thereabouts of last year in Streeter, Illinois, and it was at a woman's house, and it was her ex-boyfriend that kicked in the door. And he was there to tune up the new boyfriend for his little Christmas present. About 30 days before, this wasn't in the media, the 30 days before, the ex-boyfriend did the same thing and beat up the new boyfriend pretty badly there at the house. And he came back there on Christmas Day, but this time the new boyfriend, he brought his friend Smith and Wesson to the party and shot the old boyfriend dead right there. And it's amazing how quick it was over. It wouldn't have made for much of a Hollywood movie. And to his credit, the new boyfriend learned his lesson from getting his first beat down, and he didn't want to play again. But rewind about 10 years, in a little town called Beeson, Illinois, there was a home invasion there. And it was the estranged, soon-to-be ex-husband of the oldest daughter of this family. And he was there to rekindle some romance with her that evening, but she wasn't home. And then he remembered that there was a 16-year-old younger daughter there, and he decided he was going to break in her window and try to kindle some romance with her.
Oh.
And, yes, and he broke in through the window, and the 14-year-old younger brother heard the commotion in there and went in and saw this guy in the bedroom with his older sister, who was, by the way, disabled with some sort of a disease, but she was in bed but disabled. This, I guess, was about 10 o'clock at night, and this kid fought with everything he had until the home invader had a tire iron, picked it up, and split the kid's head open.
Wow.
And then he proceeded to use the same tire iron and split the heads open of everybody in the house. And the father was a very slight man, very anti-gun. He and his wife, both anti-gun, but the father was about 98 pounds soaking wet, 6 foot tall, super skinny, never spent a day in the gym in his life, didn't know anything about self-defense. He just knew that guns were bad. And as I understand it from one of the investigators who was there, they believed that the father was the last one to be killed with that tire iron across the head. So he literally watched without fighting as the rest of his family was massacred in just a horrific way. And then he got his. And the only survivor was a three-year-old little girl. And the only reason she survived was because her head was split open and it gave her brain room to swell. Because if her head hadn't have been split open, she would have died from the compression of the brain. Thankfully, she's got no recollection of the incident, and she's a healthy, a little bit older child now. And one of the state police investigators that was there said that the crime scene probably would have been very different if the father, and to the mother as well, had a different attitude about the value of gun ownership to defend the home and the family against an attacker.
See, I like to think of myself as a modern day pacifist, but there's a big difference between being a pacifist and being totally helpless.
Mm-hmm. And, well, yeah, you can be a pacifist and have tools available to you if you decide to draw the line in the sand and say, not going there. And I, like you, I'm sure, avoid confrontation. I avoid potential bad situations. You know, that's the best way to win a gunfight is not be there.
Right.
And I avoid trouble wherever I can. And, you know, I'm not perfect, but I do my best. And but sometimes life gives you a crap sandwich and you just have to take a bite.
Yeah.
And in this particular case, the cops said the 14-year-old boy had the heart of a lion while the dad was an utter yellow belly coward who did nothing as his family was slaughtered, beaten to death, had
right.
their brains literally bashed in with the tire iron, and he did nothing. He had no defensive wounds at all. He did nothing while his family got slaughtered, and I cannot stand a person like that. I've got nothing but utter contempt for somebody who would watch as his children and spouse were slaughtered by a monster in the home. It's like a Stephen King novel, for real. And it's just horrific. And, you know, if he had a different attitude about firearms or even just put up a fight, you know, I could at least respect that. But, you know, a guy that was completely pacifistic and wouldn't raise a hand to protect his daughter and his son and everybody else in the household, I've got nothing but contempt for an individual like that.
Well, I mean, I think of gun carriers today as the modern-day Kwai Chang Kane. You know?
Sheepdogs. It's sheepdogs.
Sheepdogs are okay, but I mean... Yeah, that's a good one too. I prefer the whole pacifist thing because it really throws everybody for a loop. Because when I tell everybody when I tell everybody that a true pacifist, he has options and he makes choices,
mm-hmm.
which is entirely different than this cat who apparently just stood there and saw it coming and who knows what his last moments were like before but he didn't put his hands up because if he didn't have defensive wounds, he didn't put his hands up. He just led with his head. And he was the last to go. You know, that is. I had not read into this because I wanted to hear what you had to say about this. I just saw this. I was like, and that's horrific. But I mean, a pacifist, the person that's out there going, well, you know, I really would prefer not to get involved in this. If that's absolutely positively okay with you. Also has the capacity to get involved in that if they have to, and to bring the hyper violence.
True.
To wreck
Flip
the room.
The switch.
Yeah.
Flip the switch. That's exactly right. And, you know, a lot of people that don't like guns think we're all just a bunch of trigger-happy rednecks and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, quite the opposite in the real world. But, you know, bigotry is bigotry, and bigots are going to bigot. But, yeah, you're right. You know, we all, by and large, try to avoid confrontation and, you know, avoid using force, certainly deadly force. But, you know, at least when you got it on your hip, you've got that option available to you if things go really, really badly. And sometimes they do. And, you know, it's good to have that option. And it certainly beats watching your family members get slaughtered. I mean, I couldn't even imagine that with a couple of 3.5-year-old twin boys. I've got no tolerance for that stuff. I had two incidences when they were in carriers of bad guys approaching me thinking they had an easy target because I was trying to manipulate two kids in or out of a car and carriers and all the stuff with my arms full, and I just stopped what I was doing, stood between them and the boys, and made it very clear that they were to go somewhere else there right away or it was going to be a really bad day for them. And you know what? They wisely chose to go somewhere else at that particular time and place. And but like I said, you know, sometimes you don't have a choice in these things, and you have to stand up and do the right thing. And if you've got that tool available to you, that's one more tool for the toolbox.
Yeah. Yeah. John, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. It's been a while. We need to do this more often.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Same to you, sir. GunSaveLife.com. John Bosch, you can catch him there. You can catch him at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, it is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.